partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back, season three. And today we have Rory Amal from the new Rory Amal Podcast. Hello, welcome.
Oh, they're cheering.
I'm cheering for you. Yeah, see what happens
when you
can't hear. All my fans here are cheering for you.
Oh my God, you guys are too kind.
Thank you so much for coming. I know you guys have a lot of crazy stuff going on. You're so busy with your schedules. You're out here in LA. So I appreciate you taking the time to come and talk to Private Talk.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We're excited.
So what have you guys been up to lately? Since, you know, you're so busy, you're on this little LA tour right now.
I wouldn't necessarily call it a tour.
Yeah. It's not a tour. This is LA.
Just a little stop by.
It's like our second home.
Yeah.
This is like our second home. It's like we're being home right now. But we just out here shooting some content. Just wanted to take a trip. A group that Rory manages has a show tonight. Emotional Oranges at the Nova, right?
Yeah, Novo.
Yeah, so
Novo.
I'm sorry. So came out here for that, and just get out of the city for a couple of days.
And to do some fuck shit too, not just work.
Is this the first time you guys been back to LA since the pandemic had started?
No. I was actually, which sounds very irresponsible of me, I was coming back and forth more during the pandemic in LA.
Yeah.
Because planes were empty, hotels were empty, the streets were empty. It was more productive actually for me.
Nice. Yeah. So would you say COVID was a gift or a curse for you?
I would say neither, really. I mean, I think I learned shit about myself during COVID that I probably wouldn't have learned had it not been a pandemic and I was forced to sit with myself. But, you know, of course, it fucked up a lot of deals, but also made new ones. So I can't really say. I think what was supposed to happen happened, and how you reacted to it is how you're going to view it.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I've been quarantining for about 6 years anyway. I love being home. So it wasn't much of a difference for me other than not being able to go to, you know, restaurants and stuff like that. That was kind of weird. But the pandemic for me, gave me time to reflect and think about a lot of things and plan and, you know, look forward to the future. I think it gave us, in a weird way, it gave us time. So I'm not too mad about the pandemic. I mean, it fucked up business. A lot of my favorite spots are no longer, they haven't survived. A lot of, you know, restaurants I liked in New York City. But other than that, no, it wasn't too bad.
Tell us about the comment, podcasting has become the new mixtape or new merch. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
I think like every wave that does come, as like when the mixtape came out, everyone that shouldn't be rapping was like, oh, that looks easy. Yeah. This is a wave. Let me go do it. And it just started this influx of so many people doing it when they shouldn't have been. I felt like that happened when it became easier to print t-shirts. Everyone started a t-shirt company. Mm-hmm. And now it's just flooded with terrible t-shirts. And it almost makes it harder for like the people that are actually talented to get through, because it's just a fucking million people trying to do the same thing and they're only doing it because they see it successful. They wouldn't do it if it wasn't. Mm-hmm. There's people that made mixtapes because they wanted to and would have anyways. There's people that make clothes because they would have anyways. Podcasters, I think, is the same thing. Because it appears really easy. You set up a mic.
And it's a lot of money. So, you know, whenever people see a lot of money, they're going to try their hand at it.
But I think that's kind of like this, you know, the struggle with myself included is, you know, I'm not on you guys' level yet. But I feel like at that same time, as people are like, oh, it's so easy and so many people are like trying to do it. But it's like, you got to put in the hours and the work first before you see that money, the long-term money, especially, because it's like, you don't know if people are going to like you. They don't know if like what you're going to say, the dynamic between, you know, the group of things and all those other little things that come into factors where it's like anybody can have a show, but it's like being successful and then maintaining that longevity is what I really feel like what, you know, you guys have done and showed a great, you know, example of that.
I think podcasting though might even be the worst wave that people are starting. At least like when people rapped, you could just like, not listen to it, just turn the shit off. And like with the t-shirts, I mean, I'm sure there's,
you don't have to wear the t-shirt.
I'm sure there's a pile of shirt. Well, you have to think about the earth.
Have my t-shirt in your closet?
They did.
No, I don't.
I'm
sure it ruined.
I'm upset. Team environment. Texas t-shirt. I'm going to have to change this. We're going to have to make sure that you have a t-shirt.
No, listen, I love t-shirts. Please give me one. I'll wear it every day.
But you got to think like the level of ego of the people now that are like, I bet everyone wants to hear me talk. Because I struggle with that and people, to some degree, want to hear me talk. I'm like, do people really want my opinion on this?
Yeah.
I feel that too, because for me, this was like, well, on the opposite side was, this was the first time that I feel like people really got to hear my voice and my opinions about things. So it kind of gave me more of a chance to be vulnerable with my fans on another side, and not just always sexual, where it's like there's other components to me other than things that I've done in the past and, you know, in business, stuff like that. So I feel like it's kind of given me more of a voice too, where it's like, if they weren't going to listen to me or not, I was going to make them listen.
Right.
where have you drawn the line with that?
Vulnerability?
Yeah.
You know, I think each show and each guest kind of brings a little bit more to that. Because like you said earlier, like, yeah, I have notes, this, whatever. But it's really structured on a base of conversation going back and forth with someone and getting something authentic. And you can't do that other than having a conversation like this. So it's like, I don't, when someone's asking me something, I'm going to tell the truth because I have nothing to really hide. But I also haven't been asked something that I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe sometimes my words have been not the right choice words to say them correctly that way, and my meaning didn't come out the way it probably should have. But it's just, you know, comes from a place of honesty, and that's, you know, I'm just trying to kind of change the narrative of like, I can do more than just porn. You know, I'm crossing over to a, you know, thing of doing media and doing interviews and doing, you know, conversations with people, and there's more components to myself other than just my porn career that I've done in the past.
Yeah, and I'm sure people just wanted to hear about that as well. But
true, and that's what's the great thing is, because that is a part of me, you know what I mean? That is something that, you know, it's definitely a big part of my life, and which has given me the platform that I have today, and people want to know how I got there. But it's also, too, it's like, it's just about life, you know, life things and, like, what my view is on stuff that nobody's really either asked. So now it's, like, bringing it to the table and making it known.
What have been the differences and the similarities between those two careers?
Similarities. Well, I'm not fucking anyone on my show. That's a big one.
Well, maybe just the light. Maybe the lights and the cameras are the only similarities. Yeah. That's it.
Maybe to a point. I mean, I guess. I mean, yeah, really. I mean, other than the entertainment aspect of it, and, you know, bringing, you know, entertaining people just on a different level. You know, there's that aspect too. It's just I'm doing it different. I'm being creatively different. And for me, I've always been an artist and like to give content, but I have always known how to deliver it, and me not even knowing. 4 years ago that podcasting was something that I would want to do, or even knowing that I could be good at it or anything like that, or having the, you know, conversations with people that could actually maintain depth or anything. Cause sometimes people could talk about anything, but nobody wants to listen to it.
For sure.
You know, and then you kind of going to have to narrate ways through that.
Yeah. So but you're doing a great job though.
Thank you. Yeah. How long have you been a Jada Stevens fan? You know, I see you dropping those money bag emojis. I see
Jada.
All these things.
I've been a Jada fan for years.
I'm a Jada fan. Yeah. Jada's definitely one of the homies. She's definitely super one of the cool. most natural.
I thought y'all was talking about Kiss. I'm sorry.
She said Jada. Well, yes.
I'm sorry.
Jada Stevens.
I thought about Versus talk.
No, I know you got a Tia Verga lock shit. I know. I get it.
Are you not a Jada Stevens fan?
I am. Are you aware of their history in our live show?
I did hear that she was on the show that I think Joe brought her out for you. I don't exactly know the whole premise of it, but I know that she surprised you, and I think she gave you a lap dance or something in that nature.
Something of that.
Can you explain a little bit more and tell us about the experience? Were you nervous? Did you know that you had any idea about that she was going to come on the show?
No, I didn't. I had no idea. So the show was pretty much over at that point, and they was like, well, you know, wait, Maul, we're going to take you off stage real quick. We have a surprise. I'm like, oh, here they go. So we in New York. I'm thinking they're about to play a prank. They're about to have some crazy shit happen to embarrass me, whatever.
And you're used to that kind of behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the segment was for the love of Maul that we were doing. Yeah. And he was blindfolded.
I was blindfolded. And she was asking questions. And then she said, can she touch me? And I was like, okay, cool. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And I took the blindfold off, and I saw it was Jada, and we just both laughed. Because we had been communicating, like, off and on.
So he wasn't, like, brand new just talking to her. You kind of already knew her.
Well, not. I wouldn't say we exchanged text messages.
You virtually knew each other.
Yeah, yeah. And were
they dirty text messages?
Nah. Honestly, it wasn't even nothing dirty. It was just like, yo, whenever you're in L.A., let's link up. Let's, you know, get something to eat. Let's chill. Let's smoke. I was like, all right, cool. So it was pretty fun to see her, like to meet her like that. That was pretty fun.
Did you think that that's how that scenario would go? Did you have an expectation to what that was? Or were you like, oh, I can't believe you're real? Because for me, it's always like, you're here? Like, can I pinch you?
No,
I'm here. I'm all real.
It was the weirdest shit, like, to take my blindfold off and see Jay. Like, that was the last person I thought was sitting on my lap. You know what I mean? Like, I was expecting to see.
Did you immediately get harder because you're like, oh, damn.
Nah, I was. I just laughed because I really, she was the last person I was expecting to see. So that was like a real surprise for me. So it wasn't even a sexual thing. But then after, it was like, well, damn, she looks better in person. Mm-hmm. But she's super cool though.
Are you really a fan if you couldn't tell by her voice that it was her? I'm just questioning your fandom, that's all.
You know what? Now that I think about it.
I was going to ask. I thought it was somebody else asking. Because I'm like, if you know the voice, you would kind of know. Yeah.
No, but you know what? Now that I think about it, it's just that she was the last person on my mind. You know what I mean?
Unless like,
I just,
you have it on mute the whole time and never hear anybody's
voice.
No.
I need the sounds. I need the entire
storyline before.
Yeah.
So you're like a whole storyline, just not sex? You have to watch like a whole like vignette of like a scenario?
Yeah, I like a scenario. I like to get so involved into it that I'm sitting there like, damn, I hope he fucks. I want to get lost.
He's gonna
that was
fuck.
Ill. I hope she gives him some own? Pussy.
Do you create your own since you're so vivid into this whole like?
Are you saying like role play in my? I actually haven't. I wouldn't be against it. I'm just kind of a silly person.
Yeah, I would laugh.
Very sarcastic, and the people I would do it with. Know me and know my sarcasm, so I would look at their face. I don't think I would get through it.
Like, you couldn't turn it into being sexy. It would only just be comical.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if we want to set up some type of, like, stand-up comedian role-play shit, and, like, we can laugh and joke and then fuck. But
let her be the heckler in the audience.
It always have to be like that, though. It could be, like, either dominant, submissive, or, like, being role-playing in, like, other types of demeanors, not just costumey type of, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I've tried the
dumb, you can be a bad like student. Before. You can get sent to detention. You can like, you know, you can do all kinds of things.
That PTSD, I really got sent to detention. I don't want to play.
And you fucked?
No.
And you fucked?
No, absolutely not. My teachers look nothing like the teachers that are out here. No, the teachers now, I don't know how these high school students are making it through high school. Like the teachers are phenomenal now. They look great.
So you never had a crush on a teacher back in the day?
If I showed you my teachers back in the day, no disrespect to any of my teachers that may see this, but y'all were not good looking at all.
I had one teacher in my entire school career that was like sort of attractive. And then when I think back, she wasn't attractive. She was just next to all the old teachers. Exactly. Like, she just happened to be
30. She was the best
or
worst. Yeah.
She was the best option at
exactly.
the time.
Yes.
Something
exactly.
good to look at.
Yeah, jail like that is like, I guess, prison in the sense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I guess I'll settle for this.
This is all I got. All right, cool.
So you guys do a lot of top 10 lists. What are your top 5 porn stars of all time?
Of all time?
Of all time.
I don't know if I'm the right person.
Well, Jada.
Give me some time. Oh, you can't hear me. This doesn't work for you. can they?
For me, well, I'll give you my 5. Jada Stevens.
Number 1.
Alexis Texas.
But is that only because I'm sitting in this chair right
now?
No.
I wish I was the chair right now.
Ooh, but, look at you. Throwing it out there.
Alexis Texas. It is a new one that's I love.
Who's number 3?
Number 3.
Who's the new one? She's like new booty like the last 2 years or like, yeah. Real, like
number 3. I like Savannah Bond a lot.
Why do I know that name? Is she blonde?
Yes.
Big titties?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't shot in so long, so like newer people. She's not noob or yeah. makeup, but I just don't really know some of the new ones.
Yeah.
No, the classics. You know all the classics.
You got classics.
Throwback classics. You know what I mean?
Roxy, showing your age now.
Look,
I'm
like one of these as well.
Roxy Reynolds got to be in there, though. No?
Roxy for
Reynolds?
Sure.
I haven't Roxy heard that Reynolds. Name forever. She was one of, I think, the... When did I meet her? She was one of the first girls I met, but she's definitely very sexy. She's
Yeah, Roxy is cool.
Skin Diamonds, her energy for me. It's not even so much... She's so a very pretty
she's
girl, but like...
Energy, yeah.
No, she's very beautiful, but it's her energy that I think really...
Like her energy.
I do, no. I feel the vibe. Right.
She can take a bounty.
But you feel like you can feel that way through the screen? Or how do you watch porn?
Yeah.
On your phone or on a computer?
Porn stars are entertainers, so they're entertaining. I get that from the entertainment.
But you didn't
I don't know
say
personally.
That, but you didn't say that about anybody else, is why I say that.
Well, that's what I feel from her.
Okay.
From how she entertains. All she right. gives off that energy.
So
other
you're being,
porn
stars. You're being eye-fucked every time, like when she's being, like you're entranced by her, what she's got going on.
Yeah. I feel like she would be a girl after sex. We'd have a great conversation.
Okay, so after sex, are you usually like a cuddler and you talk to somebody, or are you like get the fuck away from me?
I'm a cuddler.
It depends on how nasty it was. If it was like super nasty, you'll get away from me.
Like if she's squirting all over the place, you don't want to touch and be in your own like juices or like that, or like you're like dogging her out and doing something like foul. Like what do you mean nasty? Describe.
No, if she's squirting all over the place, then after is like, it's great during, but then it's like the cleanup. We just gotta laugh and be like, "Yo, look, this is unnecessary."
That's like something you do this in hotel room only. Like you don't really need to do all of
but
that.
But I feel like that builds the bonding experience. So after sex, like now we're both taking the sheets off the bed. Now, like this is really how you get to know each other.
In it, you're like cleaning up after it with each other.
Well, after I've basked, I'll then help clean it up. I have basked for a second.
In your sheets and soaking all the pheromones.
You like laying in the wet spot?
I am a wet spot, so you know what I know. Like I create.
Good answer. I like that. That's a great answer.
You know, it happens. You know, it's not like something. I definitely will, you know, tend to what I need to tend to at the time. But I'm not gonna jump up right away and be like, "Oh yes, we need to like go and clean and be like some kind of freak like that." I definitely need a little pause.
Women hate the fact that
you get a little dick drunk. You know, you need a little like reset. You need
Women hate the fact that I jump in the shower right after we fuck. They hate that. But I'm just like a.
Are you like that before you do it as well?
Yeah, I'm a clean freak.
How many times a day do you shower?
At least twice.
Yeah. If you're having sexual intercourse, how many times in between that you're having before, after, and then?
Well, before we have sex, you know, then. Are you just a quick rinse off right after?
In between rounds too? Like, hold on, let me jump in.
How do you?
Oh, grow up.
Yeah, absolutely.
But how do you lay in the filth, man? How do you not like? Have the chemistry be like not there anymore when you're like, well, hold on, let me go clean up real quick when you're gonna fuck her again.
Because it's not like right after like if it's like something where it's back to back, then of course you're not taking a shower. Like you're just that horny and it's that, you know, it's that type of moment. But if we're like home chilling, we just have sex and it's like, all right, we about to eat.
Are you making her take a shower with you before you?
She can, absolutely.
She can.
Yeah.
But are you making it a requirement?
No, it's not a requirement.
Listen, the older I've gotten, one, shower sex sucks. It's overrated.
It's very overrated.
I'm not into it. I actually was never
a shower with somebody, but I don't like shower sex. I feel like it's not comfortable for me at all. I don't know how a guy could be comfortable in that situation.
If you have a big enough shower, then it could be fun.
I have like a whole, like it's a party room. It still doesn't matter.
I'm sure sex for you is pretty like, you're like, all right, whatever.
No, but it's not though. Like
you still get turned on like away
Absolutely. I'm human. I have a pulse. I used to be a porn star. I didn't just for the money. I actually liked being sexual and having sex. Like for me, that's how I feel like I express myself. Like I call it my art, but that's how I express myself with my sensuality, my sexuality. Like I was a curvy girl. Like nobody was really flaunting their curves like that or giving, you know, that kind of image to anybody. So for me, I soaked it all up, you know, like I enjoyed myself, but no, even now, like it's different. I think there's different things that turn me on. I feel like I'm more
like
I'm more demisexual where I have to be like mind fucked first.
Okay.
To be like, now I want to think about fucking you.
Okay.
Like it takes more to get into that thing, but doesn't mean that I'm not intrigued or I don't get off to certain things. I definitely still have orgasms. I definitely still have wet dreams. I still have all those things that didn't get taken away from porn. It just made it worse.
This might be a cliche question. I'm sure you've been asked, but I am interested. What is the difference between the sex you're having when you're working and the sex you're having with somebody off camera in your own personal life?
It's a big difference. So people, you know, think like obviously you're watching the movies, all these things, and you see what's edited. You know, guys are in, you know, production stuff as well. So even though you do stuff, you don't run it the whole time.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, in regular scenes, like what would cliche be called a gonzo scene that's strictly sex and no storyline, you'll be fucking for like 45 minutes.
Mm.
But they may use, I mean, like maybe it's like an hour and a half, but they may use only like 30 to 40 minutes of it. So a lot of it's taken out. Maybe it's just starting and stopping. Maybe it wasn't good. Like they're telling you to open up. Where in your personal life, no one's telling you anything. You don't have to be open to a camera. You're more like closed off. It's doing what you want to do. So it's more intimate, I feel like. In porn, it's more like, I used to say that I'm a sexual athlete. You know what I mean? I'm doing a job and I'm giving a service to people, helping people one orgasm at a time.
I'm a sexual athlete too. I just found that out.
But do you get paid for it?
No, I have a bad.
Do you
agent.
Have your own OnlyFans?
But you have the YMCA.
I have a terrible agent.
Your own OnlyFans? Let me find out.
No, I don't have. I got to talk to my agent about this.
You at the Boys and Girls Club? You're not in the Staples Center.
I'm a bit of a sexual athlete, Alexis. I got to be honest.
So what makes you to yourself claim that this title of a sexual athlete?
Well, I just enjoy having sex, I guess. And
so are you a nympho?
I wouldn't say nympho.
Are you a sex addict? Do you have an issue? Do you need an intervention? Do we need to talk about this, Mom?
We could talk about it, but no, I'm not a sex addict. I just enjoy, like, if I'm attracted to a woman and we catch a vibe and the energy and the chemistry is there, then I just, like, I want to have sex with her.
So, but is this just with the, like, individual type of person, like, is like in a relationship type setting, or are you having multiple sexual relationships with multiple women?
Not multiple women, no.
Like, you don't have a roster that you're, like, nah, going through a whole Rolodex of things?
Nah, those days are over with. That was in my younger years. I can't
That's just too much work.
It's too much work, man.
Why is that always the cliche man answer?
Yeah, because, man, I mean, when you've been fucking...
You probably have a roster.
No, I don't. I'm honest. I don't have a roster, man. I don't. My roster day's over.
Well, what defines a roster? Does it have to be five?
At least.
It has to fill a full court.
Yeah. Absolutely. You have to have at least five women on rotation.
Okay, what if it's a volleyball roster? That's two people.
No, I don't know. Well, yeah.
I feel it takes at least three to be on a roster.
At least three?
Yeah. Yes, it's, you know, obviously, you know, team-wise, it's five, like, you know, the whole starting lineup kind of thing. Got it. But I feel like at least three is, like, a minimum. I feel like
Do you think that every woman always has at least three guys that she can currently fuck?
Say what? Rewind.
Do you think that a woman always has at least three guys she can fuck?
No, I don't think it's always. I'm just saying, like, when you're on that kind of time and you're trying to do, like, you're, like, fucking people or doing in a roster type of situation, at least three minimum.
Okay.
But nowadays, like, and even with COVID and everything, it made times really hard for people because to have that on deck and even know where fucking people were, I'm just like, no, thank you.
No, people were fucking during COVID, after COVID.
Not me. Yo, one of my
really?
No.
At all?
No.
Wow. Okay.
That is interesting. Wow. One of my very good friends that is a woman said she got to the point that she just fucked the dude down the hall. Like, they would both, like, go out to get their groceries, delivery,
need, and, so she
and was just
like
at this point, like, let me just do it. And she said it was the best decision because throughout 6 months, she could at least just walk down the hall. She knew he was staying in his crib, and she was staying in his crib, in her crib.
I'm never fucking somebody that lives in my building.
Oh, no, I would never, too, but I could see COVID doing it.
Or pity sex.
No.
Oh, don't give me pity sex.
She said she would never fuck him had it not been a pandemic. You live right there?
But that's pity sex.
Yeah.
No, that's I need to nut. And this is a
no, but she said had it not been for COVID, you wouldn't get this pussy. If it was not for COVID.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. I put it this way. Let's do the guy thing. This happened long time ago. I don't do this anymore.
Oh, you're off. Okay.
You know the typical time when you was looking to fuck at the end of the night and you was at the bar or the club or the house party or whatever? And your standards dropped.
You're scouting the party to see which one's too drunk, who's not. You're doing whatever.
No, I'm saying
who to stay away from.
Okay,
I'm saying,
thank God.
Because you're like making
people twist words. So.
No, but you're scouting the room to see, like, who's actually like
appropriate. Scouring the room to see who's drunk, Rory. Yeah.
No, you stay away from the sloppy ones. You stay away from the sloppy ones.
Have to
because it's just too much trouble.
But your standards, as the hours go, at times, let's be honest, as men. Your standards lower as the clock goes up sometimes.
You got to get a shot off.
Yeah.
It's a shot clock.
But
sometimes
why do
I got to fuck.
You go take a
bad shot. I can't say that women aren't allowed to do that too. It was the middle of the pandemic. She wanted to fuck.
No one said she wasn't allowed to do it.
Of course.
We're just stating that it was pity sex. We're labeling what it really was.
Right.
If it was pity for herself because she needed to fuck and release or do whatever, but you just said that she wouldn't have normally fucked that guy if she passed him in the elevator if COVID wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Because she was on the move. She didn't give a fuck. She was fucking somebody else.
Maybe I misunderstood what pity fuck is. Because to me, pity fuck is like...
She wouldn't do it unless it was a certain circumstance.
But it was for her. I feel like a pity fuck would be like, oh, let me just fuck this guy. Like, let me give him some pussy to feel better about himself.
Okay.
That's how I felt pity is.
Okay,
like,
I get.
So you're saying pitying herself. But listen,
but in the time, COVID. But in both
pity
ways.
In the world. She was pitying the world. It was COVID. So
she's a pretty girl. I think and granted, I don't know this gentleman or have ever seen
him. Is she still fucking him?
No. Oh, God, no. God, no.
You hope not.
Oh, God, no.
And when the pandemic started to subside, she brought another guy back. No, that's my friend. Oh. I've never touched her. She's a very pretty girl, so I think he would have fucked.
Listen, whenever guys' voices go up like that octave, no. That's like...
Are you capping?
That's always just a no. That's,
I have never slept with this woman.
Listen,
bro, you're my guy regardless if you slept with this girl or not. I don't care. You know
I wouldn't have to lie.
We want the truth.
Oh, shit. That was like, is this somebody upstairs?
The only time I lie on my dick is when I did beat and... I'm saying I didn't, but this is not the case here.
Okay.
I really
this
didn't.
Is
That's
not
my
the
friend.
Case.
Got you. Okay. Okay. I'm
but rolling. She did run into, once the pandemic subsided, she went back out to go fuck the people she actually wanted to fuck and bring them back. And he lived in the hallway. So now you got to deal with
That's why you don't
shit where you eat. Yeah. Like,
so Alexis, why weren't you having sex during COVID?
Because I don't trust anybody.
So it was COVID. COVID did it for you.
It just...
All this other shit going on out here, COVID was like, no, listen, I don't want to...
It wasn't even that, but it was like people being reckless on their own time and being like afraid of not knowing what it was and being like with own things too. So it's just like, nah, I'm good. And I like, again, I don't just like, I'm not like a... In this stage of my life, I'm not like a man where I'm like, oh, I just need a nut. Like I can use what I call it Bob, which is my Hitachi, and I will just sleep great at night.
Right.
But I do, you know, need intimacy and to be fucked, obviously. But at that time, that was not that I didn't just didn't have.
So what is the dating life like for a porn star?
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Really?
Can imagine.
I mean, yeah. I
guys,
mean,
they're intimidated.
Very.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Intimidated by what things though? Outside of obviously being great at your craft and them thinking that, are they also intimidated by having to deal with you and your job and liking you?
I can't really speak for them because I don't really. I mean, there isn't a lot of thems. But for me, how I feel is my opinion. It's more like a lot of it stems from me first of being like I have a hang up of being like, do you want to date or fuck Alexis Texas, or are you trying to date me? Because there's two different people.
Of course.
So for me, there's already a high wall up that I sometimes maybe just go with either intuition or lack thereof and just don't fuck with it. Like, I feel like if you're on a fan base first, I just feel like it's not going to work. And that's not always the case sometimes. So I'm trying to be more open-minded. Yeah. So that's just maybe a conversation and how people want to talk to me. But I think a lot of it's the alpha-ness, I've been in the sex industry. I feel like some people, as much as they think it's cool because of who I am, they have a stigma because they don't think that they could ever obtain to these scenes that I've done or this, that, or the other.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that's individual choice too of men I've picked in the past that weren't always in the best place. So I'm working on that myself as well. But on all of it too, it's like, I've realized that even though I do want a partner at the end of the day, I feel like there's a lot of things that the pandemic has shown me that I needed to work on myself to be ready for a relationship and all those things that it entailed, because I was on the road for so long and I was, you know, I've been married, I was divorced, and there was a lot of things I didn't really deal with because I was just on the road and I didn't really choose to deal with it. So I feel like the pandemic kind of brought those things to the surface, and I'm finally dealing with what the needs and wants and all those great things that come with a relationship is. So
did you feel like it would have been better to date somebody within that industry or that world? Like, I won't even say with porn, but just with anything in general, I feel like even music industry shit, media shit, it tends to be easier to date people that understand your lifestyle.
I married one.
Okay.
Oh, you married one?
I don't know your full history.
Oh, okay.
In that.
I do, yeah.
Is that typically like what happens?
I mean, unfortunately for myself, I went that route. I don't know. I can't say typically there is. I mean,
because I feel like a lot of like porn stars are married.
I feel like there's probably 10 to 20, only 20% maybe that is like people who are married that are actually performers in the industry.
Okay.
One may have been, and then they like got the other one in nowadays because content is very different from like OnlyFans and all these different like sites that you can do at home kind of thing.
Right. Right.
So it's very like different in that sense, but I don't think there's that many, but I definitely did choose that route. And a lot of it too was at that time in my life, and not that I didn't love and care for this person at the time, but it was because a lot of it in the back of my mind, if I'm honest now, it's because I didn't think anybody else would accept the career choices that I had made at that time. And because he had been in the business and we were in love and all these things, it seemed like the right thing to do at the time. But it definitely was not.
Do you think that was the biggest do you think that was the biggest commonality y'all had was that, and that's probably why it didn't work out?
No, I think there was more commonality for sure. I think there was a lot of more interpersonal demons from himself personally, and just, you know, being young and accepting things that you shouldn't in relationships and not really knowing what all of that meant at the time and not knowing that that's not okay, you know what I mean, kind of thing. But finding a voice with all of that too, and, you know, and breaking out of that and kind of coming on the other side and still being successful and doing and taking that and not being it at a negative thing or a victim role. Like, I never wanted to play those parts because I'm not. I'm only a survivor and getting, you know, in a better part.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask, and again, I don't know the history of your marriage, so if I'm overstepping, please stop me.
I like how you took over my interview, but I'll
what do you think?
This is a conversation.
What do you think in your marriage, what was the number one thing you would take accountability for it ending?
Accountability, that's a good question. Yeah, so we want to go vulnerably. Okay, so I feel like at the end, I just kind of, because I knew what it was and what it was surfacing to become, I kind of checked out myself too. And I just then began to just work. And I worked 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 because that's what I knew was good and that's what made me happy. And my marriage wasn't making me happy, so I went on the road, and that also created more problems that probably could have been fixed if it would have been talked up a bit before. But yeah, I just couldn't do that. But yeah, I mean, a lot of it too is, you know, and no one's to say to blame of anybody, and there's blame on both sides. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate it didn't work out, and it is what it is. I wish him well from afar, but yeah. To each his own.
Do people ever really mean that?
No.
I really do, though. But for me, I really do. And I say that with a kind heart. And I went through a lot of really ups and downs of me, like, hating him, me resenting him, me, like, even saying something, like, I won't repeat it because it's not any, it needs to be public knowledge, but ways that I felt that I didn't feel good about feeling about that person. Because at one time, I did love him. He did have a big part in my life. And so he played a lot of good things, but you know, everything comes to an end. And unfortunately that had to end, and it wasn't serving for me anymore as a person, as for work and, you know, personally. So I had to let it go. And so for me, I really wish him well from afar, but I don't need any contact. I don't need any hellos, texts, nothing like that for me. Like it's completely, it's good. Now he can't, I can't say that for him, but for me, that's what I have to do to protect.
He's trying to double back.
Well, for sure. And he has for years, and you know, he's trying to double back. Yeah. But you know what I mean?
Whoever you are, I ain't mad at you. Like, I would be doing the same thing.
Yes. Touche. But you know, I do definitely wish him well. He's, we've said everything we've had to say, and you know, I learned from it. I definitely learned now from what I don't want in a relationship and what I won't put up with, and my worth, you know, and that's a big part of like relationships itself, is just knowing that you're worthy of having someone do better.
Yeah, for sure.
Doing better.
I have another question, but let's go with yours first.
No, you go. Let's go.
I've always wondered, because I worked in the music industry before the podcast stuff, and obviously music was bootlegged for so long, and it was always this thing like, what was it? Not Nirvana. Who was the band that went crazy on Napster and sued them? Not important.
That was years ago. I can't even remember.
They seemed, I feel like music seemed to figure out how to stop the bootlegging thing and the downloading with streaming and with iTunes and shit like that. Porn, I've always tried to figure out, it being the, I think, what, number one entertainment when it comes to bringing dollars in industry in the world.
Yeah.
It's still the most bootlegged. Is that like a big issue with y'all, or is everyone just making so much money that they don't care? Because it's still bootlegged to this day the way music is not, and it was such a big thing with music.
You know, it's really hard because, yes, they are very similar, and it's these things that you know how to do. Like, you know, there's piracy lawyers, there's all these things like that, and to do, and there's really like, now it's just like people are just find craftier ways to do it. They'll have IP addresses from overseas and things that you can't really touch these things, whatever. So like for myself, and it sucks, but it's like I just didn't have time to deal with that. So it's like a lot of those things happen. And there are, you know, bigger assets that do that, that take those things away. But I feel like, I mean, it's definitely, I think people are making just so much money that it doesn't really matter. At one point, I feel like people were trying to grasp on like scraps of things, but when all these other apps came around and kind of changed the narrative of the financial game of who was making the most money instead of the people who are actually like the companies, it's actually the performers now. I feel like it's not as big anymore as a topic that it used to be.
Is there a porn star union?
I believe so, but I'm not part of it. I don't know.
I've always been interested in, because it is entertainment and they reflect each other so much that I've thought like, why don't the bigger porn stars just start their own website and hire their own production crew and say, this is going to be our thing?
Well, that's what OnlyFans kind of does.
Yeah.
Because they, women, it's a distribution, a woman can set up her bedroom,
company in that regard.
And that's kind of like how now the new wave of stuff is because it's now like they're so, like just even how we were talking about like the mixtapes and all those stuff like that, about everybody can do it. Everyone can be a creator and do maybe not a porn star, but a porn performer per se, you know what I mean? Because people can make their own OnlyFans, their Pornhub accounts, all these everything that you could do. It's like everybody could be their own individual type of business that they don't need these big time people. Now, if you had it like myself, I'm fortunate, like I had a name prior to, but some of these people that are like smaller people don't have as much reach, but that's why, you know, people do promos and they do, you know, other kind of cross promotion thing that I feel like that kind of gets them out there. But I feel like, I don't know, but then on the flip side too, if I think about it, like with cam girls, which is this other different kind of market as well, there's people that who don't have as big as names that do way better than girls that have big names. So it's, sometimes it's good not to have a, you know, a name as well too, because some people, because there's so much adult content out there, some people just want to see something. It doesn't care about Alexis Texas or Jada Stevens or any of these people, which they have the people who are connoisseurs of us, and that's what, you know, we appreciate that. But in the masses, some of the people just want to beat off and talk to somebody. I'm unavailable. Jada's busy. We're, you know, doing movies. We're doing other stuff. I'm on a podcast. You know what I mean? So they have to go to those other girls, and it's, they're not, we're not any better. You know what I mean? So you know,
no, y'all are better.
Well, I mean, for me, it's like they're just doing, they're, but they're giving a service too. You know what I mean? And so it's like they're more on demand than what I would be available. I'm not talking to them every fucking day. Like as far as like on a cam set, like setting, like I don't have time. I'll do cam shows and schedule them out, and that's
well, no, they gotta they can't always get to the head, the top. Like they gotta talk to
some people on their way. There's levels to this shit.
That's all I was trying to get you to say. It's levels, you know what I mean? It's levels.
I've also thought, again, and it's crazy that when it comes to porn and OnlyFans, the thoughts I have that are so outside of sexual stuff. When OnlyFans popped and I saw it, all the porn stars obviously going there and clearly making a shit ton of money.
Right.
I was like, I wonder when a Pornhub or whatever big outlet is going to put in their contract, if you want to work with us, you can't do paywall stuff on your own.
But when did you feel that you felt like you felt that timing? Is because I feel like a lot of people's time frame is really off, because people think that that happened during just a pandemic, and we were making money on OnlyFans.
No. I know that.
Now they blew up during the pandemic.
I'm OG OnlyFans. Like, been giving money forever.
But it's just like, but it, you know what I mean. But it means people don't understand that we've already put in the work. Like that's when people are like, they were like, oh, peace out. We're like, well, fuck you too. There'll be somebody else that will come around. And you don't want to say fuck you too to somebody who's been making good money, but it's business as well. Right. Something else is going to come and replace it and be better and bigger. You know, there's always something that's going to come out next with people who are smart enough to have those business ideas, even yourself even coming up with even numbers like that to think about it. People don't think about it, but the next person will. And the next thing is going to be faster. It's going to be like more innovative shit to do.
How did you feel about OnlyFans? What did they say? For a week that they were going to stop with?
Yeah, with adult content.
For me, honestly, I wasn't really impressed. It was shocking. I'm not going to say I was like, oh, like, whatever. I was shocking. But there, like I said, there's so many other platforms that are in place already that OnlyFans was just the biggest one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there was traffic on other things. And I have a fan base. So anywhere I take my fans that have been loyal to me from the beginning, I'm going to be able to make money. If it's my own personal site, if it's my own taking it to a fan soda type thing or Pornhub and putting everything on there, like they want to see my content because I don't shoot for anybody. I haven't shot any scenes in over 5 years. And the only place you can see anything is on my site. You know what I mean? Or on my podcast. But, you know, that's the only avenue or revenue type or avenue that they could do that. So anywhere I took it, they're going to come and find me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that it's crazy, you know, now how Instagram and all the stuff like that is taking things away from those performers and, and like those kind of adult, as far as the links and like how people make money. I think that there's no need for it.
Yeah.
I think that it's just, it's a gray area. I feel like there's a lot of people that are angry about people making so much money, not having
that's
a part
what
of
it. That's all it is.
You know what I mean? Like trying to see. Even the people that came for the quick money, you know, during the pandemic, it's about longevity. Like you could have did that quick, you know, thing, and it is a lot of money. But it's about keeping those numbers and keeping all of those, you know, your fans and all that stuff in place to do it long term. No, I've had mine for 3 years. You know what I mean? It's not, again, and it's work.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been looking for new content from you and I just can't find anything.
You've been looking, you needed the wrong places. Yeah. You should act Rory. He knows about OnlyFans. He's a fucking expert.
You can use my account.
You gotta give you my login. You gotta do this like this Netflix.
Except
thing.
You can't snitch on who I pay though.
No.
You can't go through my DMs.
Can you tell us at least one description that you have?
I be falling sometimes for the DMs. Babe, woke up and made this for you. I'm like, oh, that's my girl.
That's for me.
How much did she charge you?
I don't think I've ever paid more than $20.
Big step one. That's a big stepper right there, Alexis. He dropping 20 for the video.
This was the pandemic. Granted, I was on OnlyFans before the pandemic, but
And before the Sirius deal too. So you
could, oh yeah, no,
you tip a little more.
I maybe shelved out a little more cash during the pandemic because I needed it. You know,
yeah.
Come on, give me the explicit one. It's an extra $30. Come on,
you negotiating?
So do you guys think that you would ever be famous off of podcasting?
No.
Did you think it would have become as big as it has become?
I didn't. Well, speaking for myself, this just was something to do, just to kick it and have fun and pastime and kind of like therapy in a way for guys and, you know, to just get their shit off, get their emotions off, things they wanted to talk about. But I never saw it becoming this big. I never thought it would be a fame thing. I still don't. It's still weird to me when people like want to take a picture with me. I'm like, I promise you, I'm a regular guy. Like, I promise you. But
you're so laid back.
Well, but I've always been like this. Like, anybody that knows me knows that's just who I am. Like, I've always been a more laid back. But in my circle, I'm a clown bouncing off the wall. But that's what people that I really fuck with. But for the most part, I'm a laid back guy, definitely.
I think fame, I think, is kind of just a disgusting thing to begin with. But why I think podcast fame, and again, I don't think we're famous, but I have notoriety. I think it's kind of cool, though, because the people like you because they listen to your thoughts.
They like you because they like you.
Yeah,
this isn't like a script.
Yeah, right. even if there is a wall that we put and it's not fully us all the time and there is obviously some sauce thrown on and shit, it is kind of cool. Like, oh, you like me because you really listen to my shit every week. It's not the fame of I like this person because they've been thrown down my fucking throat every day and they're just famous for looking a certain way or famous for being with this person. Like, that fame is very shallow and it's dangerous. I think it's really cool that our listeners,
it's a
really
certain type
like
of audience
connect
that
to us.
Listens to podcasts. It's like, I think it's a certain, you know, type of person. They usually have a lot of things going on in their life. They're usually creatives themselves or they want to be creative. So the, you know, talking to people that recognize you from a podcast is a little different because there's always a certain level of intelligence in a conversation like that.
What would you say that some of your like similarities and differences from the podcast that you did previous and then your new one?
Some similarities?
Mm-hmm. Is it completely different? Is it similarities? Is it just conversational based? Is the same?
Conversational based. I think people will get a chance to see more of our dynamic with each other. For a while, a lot of people didn't think that me and Rory were like cool or we had real chemistry and things like that. And I'm like, nah, that's my guy. Like, we hang out. We actually started to do that more in a personal way away from the show because we needed that, you know. And I think in a weird way, Rory and myself always kind of felt like we were like an item. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a weird way, it was always Rory and Maul. Yeah, so we took some time to really like hang out away from recording. Like, let's go to shows. Let's go here. Let's check this out. Let's go get something to eat. Just to kind of develop that real life chemistry. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's important, though, because I feel like it's like you feed off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like it's you kind of have to go. It's like good cop, bad cop.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
There's always going to
and
be one.
I think there will be similarities. Like, I've seen a lot of people say from the episodes we have put out, like, oh, they're trying to be the JBP. And in my head, I'm like, do you realize that 2/3 of the JBP left? Like,
yeah,
that was us.
That was us.
Like, what are you talking about?
So, yes, it's going to feel like
yeah,
that.
It's going to be similar
that
because
was us.
Like, it was us. Like, we're not going to, of course, we're going to do different things and we'll have a
but
bit more creative control.
It's still who you are
like,
and what you're believing.
You think that banter, when 2/3 leave, like, yeah, the banter that we have is going to continue somewhere else.
Right.
It's still us.
But we're adding other elements into to show that, you know, we do have a lot of other ideas creatively that we want to do, and we want to just show people that podcasting is not just this, you know, it doesn't have a cap on it to me. I think that, you know, essentially what it is, it's iPod broadcast. That's what it was. That's what, you know, the podcast comes from. But I just think that if you're able to entertain and be creative in a way where, you know, everyday people can relate, try it, do it.
What's one thing that you would say that you've learned about your fans during their whole ordeal with changing over and everything?
They're loyal. The fans are very loyal. They were, you know, they went through it with us. They went through the whole split. And, you know, even the fan base was split in a way. And I think that, you know, they say that they still can enjoy both, which is, you know, fine. Rory and myself have no problem with that. That was never an issue for us, but it was more so we just wanted to make sure that it was real because we've always been real. We've always been honest. There's a lot of things that we wanted to avoid even talking about, and exposing, because it was a personal, private thing and it was business. But we owed it to our fans, because it's such, like I said, it's such a core and niche audience with podcasting that they really subscribe to you in a real way. But, you know, they can enjoy both. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's going to be similarities, because like Rory said, 2/3 are gone now. And it's, but like I said, we're adding different elements and we want to just keep pushing things creatively for podcasters and creatives.
It was interesting, back kind of to the fame thing of our listeners really knowing us and liking us. I knew how invested they were. I didn't know how invested they were.
Yeah.
They were invested. They were fucked up over the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny watching it, because we had went through that for so long that we were kind of over it by the time we left. Mm-hmm. It was a new
breakup. That was already 2 years.
Yeah. Brewing. It was a new breakup to them. Yeah. So like in my head, I'm like, why? Like, why y'all care so much? And then I'm like, oh, this is happening in real time.
It's
yeah,
it's real time. Through it. Absolutely. Yeah. So absolutely.
It's, like, it's kind of almost doing it, going through it twice.
Yeah.
It's almost like watching your favorite show, and then like characters are going through something, but then you have a real access to them. Like you can reach out and touch them. Like, yo, what's going on? Like,
and you know, you already know the ending to the show.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
So how important is ownership now because of the deal that you guys came out of? How is that important now moving forward?
Oh, it's the only thing now.
And it was always important. But I think now more than ever, seeing how things can go, even with your friends.
That was the hardest part.
It's more important now than ever, because look what happens. Even in the most sacred place you could be, which is with your friends and family, you see what happens when you don't have it in that regard. So, yeah, it was always a thing in everything that we did, but we felt we didn't need to do that with our people.
Yeah.
And then that put us...
Like, you don't, if you're doing business with friends, you don't feel like, you know, and I'm talking about, we thought we were real friends. You don't feel like you need to be looking over someone's shoulder and just on top of every single thing, because you're like, yo, this is family. Like,
yeah,
if my brother lives with me, I'm not gonna be going in his room to check to see, you know, I mean, it's just like, yo, that's his
trust and love.
Yeah. I trust that you are doing what you're supposed to be doing and everything is safe in here. But, you know, unfortunately you learn through business, and then when a lot of money comes into play, you know, egos are involved, things like that. It's just a recipe for something to go left.
Have you guys had a conversation with Joe since then, since you guys leaving and you guys getting your deal?
No, I haven't seen him since the last day I left the studio.
Him and I had a conversation. I won't say it was much resolving, but it was a combo in the same place. Ran into each other, and it was
leading into something that it's like a resolved or a resolution one day, or kind of just it is what it is.
I'm cool with the place I'm in of just not caring and focusing on what we're doing right now. And I know it sounds political, but I genuinely mean that. Like, I'm cool. I don't care. I cared. Like, I definitely cared. I was fucked up about it. But now it's like, we have all the shit that we're working on now. Let's go focus on what's positive instead of trying to figure out everyone's point of view at the time and all that. Like,
and it's like, we're tired of talking about it, honestly. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's literally, for me, again, I won't speak for Rory, but for me, I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly don't even think about it. People close to us know the situation and know what happened. And, you know, they look at me and Rory, they're like, damn. And, like, I have so much respect for y'all, because if that was me, like, you know what I mean? It's so, but again, it was, if you know me, you know, I can't get into that. I was never that type of guy. I'm not arguing with my friends. I'm not fighting with my friends. We can not speak to each other. We can go our separate ways. We can not cross paths. But it's not like a beef. It's not a, you know, bad blood. You know what you did. And you know the type of guy I am, and my morals and where my integrity lies, and I just can't deal with somebody that does that. It would go against everything that I'm built on. Like, I just can't, you know, like I said, it's no beef, it's no bad blood, you know, live your life, God bless, and I'm doing what I'm doing.
And I think that's also why, like, of course, when we announced the deal and everything, and Stitcher and Sirius doing their job, saying, hey, we got to do a press run, we got to do all this, here's this whole list. I'm so kind of over the shit that it's like, I know if I do this press run, that's going to be a focus on shit. And I don't feel like it being a thing. That's why I was, when Maul brought this up, I was like, oh, that's a perfect idea. Let's go sit with her. And I'm fine with us talking about it, but it wouldn't be the typical press run. Let's go and sit with those people, and I have to talk about it.
And I don't care. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, people in the world.
Yeah. You know what I mean? For sure, but it's one of those things that, you know, the fans, people get invested, and people want to know just like asking questions of like, what in my internal life and my marriage and things like that. People get invested in us, you know what I mean? So it's like, and if you don't talk about it and address it, and you guys, again, have lived it. So like you said, it's already like 2 years, you've done it, but it's like people still want to know. So I appreciate you touching on it for sure.
I'm never mad when people talk about it. That's why I didn't want to really do the press run like that, because I, of course, you're supposed to ask about it.
Yeah, and it starts to come off like we're still feeling the way about that. And I'm just like,
but
yo,
you guys are definitely, in a, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's from me out of everything. You guys have definitely changed the thing, the game of making known for yourselves and coming out and doing your own. Not that you guys didn't have your own space on that podcast as well. Like you said, it's 2/3 of it being gone. But you guys are on a different direction. You have a different, you know, it's new beginnings.
Everything for a reason. Everything for happens for a reason.
And about energy, manifestation, and about doing, moving forward. And, you know, for again, it's also about living it and letting it go. And moving on into better, bright, beautiful things.
Because people learn from it.
For sure. And there's a lesson for everything. You know, it's all about communication, what you like, what you don't like, and what you won't go through again. And ownership is key.
Yeah. Ownership is.
And you won't know what you won't tolerate until you go through it, unfortunately.
Big facts. Yeah. Big facts. So we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to get to my favorite part, Truth with Texas. So I hope you're ready to play my favorite game.
I'm so scared.
All right, we are back, Private Talk, and we still have Rory and Mal on the couch, and we are going to play Truth with Texas. I don't think they know what they're in for. You're upset about all my papers. They're rainbow.
Yeah, that shit is
you're
like,
not
going to
taste
little,
it, but you're definitely going to get a little bit of
that's a little aggressive. I feel like I'm in trouble.
I love the truth, and I love Texas. So.
See, look, I love it. See, he's ready to play. Have your attitude change. Let's turn your frown upside down.
I'm ready to play.
Yo, just think about Houston.
There we go.
Okay.
Big booty strippers. Is that what you
think about?
Think about
Dallas.
I'm going to say like word association. Houston, what do you think about?
Oh, food, women, culture.
Dallas, one word only.
Cowboys.
San Antonio.
Spurs.
New York.
Drugs. Mecca. Prostitution.
All right, so truth in Texas.
Look at what you think of your city.
Look, man, Times Square.
Drugs is fine, but never mind.
Truth with Texas. We're going to have four cards. You're going to go through all the cards. They're all aces. Each suit is a different type of question.
Okay.
So.
Following so far.
Got him. Who's picking first?
Okay.
You're going to.
He's closer.
Go, go, gadget arm.
Okay.
Okay, ace of what? What do we got? What do we got? Clubs.
Maul loves the club.
All right. Bro. So it's.
I hate the clubs.
It's a kinky question.
Oh, shit.
Would you consider yourself a kinky person?
Kinky?
Yes, Mal, kinky. You gotta think
about it. I'm not.
You
not
have a
into
dungeon in your house.
No, yeah, I'm not into
the
that
fact that he's thinking about it. No, I think that's the answer.
Because because then what's kinky? Like, you know, like
bondage, BDSM, like, you know, role play, like, you know, whips, chains, you know, those.
I'm things. Not against it, but it's not my thing.
You're not choking bitches out.
Oh, I choke now. Don't listen. Don't get that. Yes.
I like how your eyes lit up. Well, wait a minute.
I've choked a few. Yeah, but you know.
Are you getting joked?
They've tried it, but then you know, I give them that look like, nah, like we're not doing that. Don't get your hand off me. Get your hand off me.
Not against it.
You're
but
Irish.
I'm weird, so
you're Irish also.
Favorite time of day to have sex.
Favorite time of day.
I mean, are you like a morning person? You want to wake up?
I don't mind. No,
only night times.
Nighttime is the best for me. Yeah,
it's the best for you. That's when you're
I don't mind morning sex. Morning sex is great too, but night is like
that's when you're the horniest on the prime.
Yeah, I think like you. I think you get real nasty. You get it's easy to get nastier at night, and if you get nasty in the daytime, like morning sex, like you like her, like that's like you. She has a special place in your heart.
Afternoon sex, I think, is very underrated, especially if you have like a really busy schedule. The surprise of afternoon sex, like at 3:30 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Okay.
I enjoy it. Doesn't happen very often.
But is that a quickie or is it a full session like sex? Like for me, afternoon sex is like you gotta like you got things to do.
Yeah,
but sometimes quickie, if it is off the surprise and the rush of it happening at the time, quickies can be better than doing the full shit at night. But depends also, if you got 30 minutes in between a Zoom call, I mean, I don't know if y'all fuck for 2 hours, but
no,
30 minutes between a Zoom call, At 3:30 to 4 is plenty of fucking
like
time for me.
Why did you say that like that's like, if I don't know if 2 hours is the normal, but I'm not doing that over here.
Because I feel like people be lying about sex and how long they last.
Yeah, I'm the last person who's going to lie to you. I just talked about my fucking ex-husband about some dumb bullshit that nobody wants to hear about.
In general, I'm talking to listeners. Like,
yeah, no.
But you could get a lot done in 15 minutes.
For sure. But time and place. I don't always want a 15-minute session. But every once in a while, you know.
15 minutes is like a long session.
No, fuck it ain't. 15 minutes. That's 15. A quickie.
Quickie, no.
What's your long session?
No, quickie. 20? Quickie.
I think you're taking away from your, what was his professional sex
you
sports
went 2 hours.
Star. I'm the LeBron of
you
fucking
tell him
or something, whatever
like,
you said.
He's really high, and he's like, nah, 15, that's a lot.
No, 15 minutes of sex is, that's a long time. That's a long time.
Was that include foreplay?
Yeah, like, what are you doing over there? You're just bending over and sticking
no,
it
no,
in.
No, no, no.
Like, you know, there's
a
finesse to this.
No,
I know you're laid back,
no,
but you gotta be an animal sometimes if you're a sexual beast over there. Like, what's going on?
I'm
losing
foreplay.
Faith in you.
No, I love foreplay. Foreplay is my shit, actually. I love foreplay.
So do you eat pussy?
Do I eat pussy?
This is a question, sir. There's some men out there in the world that do not.
There are no men out here that eat pussy. There are no men in the world that don't eat pussy.
Yeah, I found them.
Unless,
no.
Unless men.
There are no men walking the earth that have never eaten pussy. Unless they're just underage and haven't had sex yet. But grown men?
Wow. Yeah.
Come on.
Straight cis men that have not eaten pussy moles. There are men that don't eat pussy.
Well, yes. We got to be very clear in our context. Yes,
just so right. Abner Chappelle. So I'm just trying to be.
You're right. Absolutely. Yes, I get it. My bad.
But
yes, I eat pussy. I eat ass. Yes,
you eat it all.
Yeah, from the rooter to the tooter. That's me. Yes, absolutely.
They're not that far from each other. So.
They're not. Rooter and tooter is like two blocks.
I'm not even
it's one lick.
You
it's one lick.
I know you already do because you're already basking in like you know the juices of things. You have to be.
Oh yeah,
pussy
no.
And ass.
Of course,
he's Irish.
I enjoy.
Are you kidding me?
I enjoy eating pussy.
What does that have to do with eating pussy and ass?
Have you ever seen the Irish what they eat like in the culture?
It's peasant food. Yeah. Shepherd's pie is like a delicacy,
yeah,
which is ground
that was just
beef
everything that was thrown together in the cabinet, and they just like baked
yeah.
it. Yeah.
We're like, wait, asshole, yeah. Oh, bring it here.
Have you ever sat on a girl's face to eat your ass?
Have I sat? No, I haven't.
No, that's my department, Alexis. Don't
you sit on a girl's face?
Sat on a girl's face?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm just, all right.
You kidding me?
Nah.
They love it. Alexis, they love it.
What is your technique? Like, how do you do
nah,
it?
Nah, it's not
like,
really, it's not really a sit.
Like
do you know how to maintain your weight?
No. It's not really a sit. It's more so like if like
what the fuck?
No, listen. It's more so like if she's laying down, right, and I'm on my
is
knees.
She okay?
No, she's great. I can promise you, she's great. And
y'all
it's
have
like
a code word.
No, I'm not sitting on her face. It's more so like I'm on my knees on the bed, and she's like laying down, giving me head, and she's licking it, and you kind of throw the one leg, like you know, on one knee, and then one leg, you know, and then she kind of just gets under there and just.
Oh, I've thrown my leg on her shoulder before. I didn't consider that
wait,
sitting on her face.
I'd have never thrown my leg on her shoulder.
You've never gotten head through your leg on the shoulder to.
Oh, like you're on your back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Lamborghini doors. Yeah. You gotta throw
the
your legs.
Lamborghini
yeah.
door.
I turn it to a book bag. You know, the straps is right here. You put your knees right here. Yeah.
No, I heard the streets called you JanSport.
Dad, again.
That's what I heard.
The streets never called me JanSport.
Right when I landed in LA, I said, no. Yo, I seen you land with JanSport over there.
Yo, Jan. That's crazy, man.
JanSport is your new name.
No,
JanSport.
No. Alexis, definitely. Don't do that. No, please don't do that. Jesus Christ, what am I doing? But yeah, no, I eat everything on a woman. If I'm like into her and she smells great, no, yeah, absolutely.
Number of times you have sex in one day?
With the same person?
No, it doesn't matter. Just the most number of times.
Probably five.
Rory?
I'm not even sure. Probably five plus. I don't think more than nine. Somewhere in the five
God,
and nine
who is
range.
This animal? Irish.
I feel like
he's
trying to outnumber you. He's the sexual athlete over
I'm
here.
I'm not,
in disguise.
Though.
He's younger than me, too. So, I mean, he probably has some crazy things going
oh,
on.
Oh, no. At this point in my life, two rounds. Like,
yeah.
That's yo we went crazy.
Yeah. We had a wild night two times. What were we doing?
Did you have any, like, groupie, like, fan stories from the podcast? Like, crazy stories?
what was Shorty's name that you bagged for the love of Maul? And I hated for like we were like two cities past that city, and I was still talking about her. Like,
why did
yo
you
like?
Hate?
Did she even really like you?
Did
why
she know
you?
Yo, it's just you know that it's just weird. I can't do that. It's the weirdest thing in the world.
Like the fan thing? Why?
Yeah.
Like, what was she saying to you? Like, why was it so weird? Like, what was the weird encounter? Let Private Talk know.
Like, if you're giving me head, right, and you just start talking about shit I said on the show.
Oh, she's, like, saying quotes to you?
Yeah, and I'm like, all right, we're not going to do this. Like, it's just like.
You sat on her face and she was like, yo, that's crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, no. Sex with fans and hooking up with fans, I don't recommend it.
Maul's not lying here because I think it was Denver that there was one really attractive girl that was on For the Love of Maul. Not to say there hasn't been other attractive girls on For the Love of Maul, but there was one that was like bad, bad.
Right.
Was that and the I think one she that met you were us, hating about?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And I think she linked us at the club after and she looked even better.
Yeah. I didn't do anything.
No, I know you didn't.
Yeah, no.
And I was kind of like, yo, why you ain't, like, why you ain't beat?
Nah, it's just
why
weird.
Why didn't you?
Because it was for the love of Maul, not for the love of Rory.
See, that's
I know my place.
See the friend. Look,
I know my place.
That's real.
Like, you chose, you picked him first. I'm not second.
No.
Rory got mad. He didn't like that.
You don't like to
What if I went over in the corner and was like, yo, like, if it was for the love of Rory, though, like,
yeah.
What would you have?
Nah, Rory went in the corner and was like, I mean, if that's what you're into, like.
You cock-blocked?
You know he does this in every city.
He doesn't even care about you.
Cock blocker.
Did he say I love you yet?
Oh my God.
No, I've never cock blocked.
No,
I don't have it in my DNA. I really don't.
So you're not whispering sweet nothings of what are you doing with him?
No. You know what sucks? And I have to get over that. Because I'm toxic with it in a bad way. Because even when I'm talking to my female friends and they're telling me about their relationship, and I should tell them the truth, I still grew up with that fucking no dirty mackin' mentality. And I'm choosing a shitty dude over my friend that's a girl. I'm being a bad friend right now.
Why? That's foul. That is not okay.
Because I grew up in a toxic environment.
If you don't know that person, then what you should... That's why females like myself, I have a lot of male friends. And I feel like I go to them for those things because sometimes my perception could be off or my meter may be a little tainted because maybe the dick's good, maybe this, that, whatever. Situations, you don't know. But if you're going to that person and you're my person and you're telling me, yeah, go for it, that's toxic.
Here's where I try to justify in my head, which is even more toxic.
Valid, you already called yourself toxic, but I'm reaffirming. That's not okay. You need to stop.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm doubling down. I'm telling you how I make it make sense in my head, which is even more toxic, knowing that I know it's bad.
You can't make sense of that. Yeah.
Are you gaslighting the situation?
Sometimes, even with my friends and myself included and people I've been with, sometimes we don't tell the whole story. And that's also why I hate when women run to their friends, because their friends are going to say fuck him right away because they're just telling her point of view and leaving out things that they may have done to get somebody to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I never want to be that person where I'm telling my friend, nah, don't be with that person or he's fucked up, when you're just telling me your point of view.
But see, I myself, and maybe it's because I'm a Gemini, I listen to the story, yes, and I may say sometimes it's fucked up, but I also give both sides. Mm. I don't just always take the side. If they're wrong, as a friend, it's your right to say you're wrong. No, that's not how it is, because you're not being a good friend if you're not. That's just like why you just tell the truth. We're adults. You have nothing to lose. I respect honesty more, even if it's difficult or feels uncomfortable. Like, I would rather be like, no, like, if I'm simping on some dude, tell me, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? Like, what is the reason? Or, like, call me out. I respect people who call me out more as friends than anybody else. Like, I don't need a yes man in my corner. I need someone to tell me the truth. I don't know everything. I know a lot of things, but I don't know everything.
And you have to know your friends in that aspect, because Maul yesterday texted me, do your thing, bro. And I know Maul. And I know my friends. So when a man tells you, do your thing.
He doesn't mean
He's saying, stop what you're doing.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
That's what females do too. I'm like, sure. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
That means if you go ahead, I'm going to fuck you up when you go ahead.
Right.
Or don't come to me.
And as a great friend, you still have to be there after your friend fucks up to be like, I knew this was going to happen.
Of course, because that's still a
friend. And you can't
even
say that.
Yeah.
Because again, respectfully, so I don't give a fuck either way. I'm just telling you what I think you should do. You're still an adult. So after that, what I've said to you, you have the choice to go and take that and do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
But I can't make you do what I'm choosing to do. That's why with Geminis, I feel like I see the best of both sides. Like, I'm going to be devil's advocate. Now, that doesn't mean I always make the best decision for myself, but when I give advice, I'm great at it.
I'm the best. I'm
great
the best
at giving advice, not great at taking your own
advice.
I've never followed
my own advice ever.
Yeah, no. None of it. Because it's easier.
And even with it, but I guess you have to hold your friends accountable in that sense. You have to ask them.
I feel like that should be what you're doing wrong. 2022 like resolution is getting better on just telling the truth and not being. Don't be a fuckboy for some fuckboy that your friend's fucking with.
No, I mean I'm adding more to it because we're having that conversation. I don't really do that, but it does creep in
you
my mind
that.
Because
don't
of how
take
I was
it
raised.
Back now. Now you're like you're deflecting and you're trying to say that you don't do it. You just said you're toxic. Now you're saying
I'm toxic. I'm never saying I'm not. I'm a terrible person.
I don't
person.
Do it as much as I said I did it, but I only did it a little bit. No, it's toxic all the way around. It doesn't matter.
Right, fair enough. I like it.
That's right, Alexis.
Put it in your face,
let him know.
In your head.
Let him fucking know.
What's in that weed?
She getting her shit off right now, right? She started flowing.
It's the truth. You can't handle the truth, Rory.
Listen, men are perfect,
so
and women need to get their shit together.
Women got to get their shit together.
What are we working on, Rory, in 2022?
We are going to stop being toxic and being on the man's side all the time because we were raised in the sense that we have to have the bro code with everything, and you feel like you're being less of a man when you don't choose the man's side because we was raised on the man code, and the man code is one of the more toxic things on planet fucking Earth. But you still feel like you
but
gotta do that.
But only if it's warranted. If the man code still exists and it's a situational thing where it's, right? Be honest about it. If it's not, don't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, be honest always. Just like, sometimes girls don't understand how guys move. So they want help from their guy's friends and be like, maybe that they're out of pocket themselves and they think they did something that they didn't think was wrong, but he was really in the right. They need that guidance. That's why they're your friend.
And I think a lot of that is rooted from me being a toxic person and me kind of understanding the dude, even not had met him. And if she's coming to me looking for the man perspective, I'm going to give the man perspective, which may move the goalpost a bit because I'm more understanding because I'm a man.
Just be honest, Rory.
It roots from honesty. It's just not good honesty.
That's always the best thing, right? Just be honest.
Just fucking be honest.
We're toxic.
If the guy is not for her and he's just banging the bitch, tell her, move on. He ain't the one. If he's, you know, relationship worthy, tell her, maybe you should stay a little longer. If not, suck some dick and get over it.
Suck
Fair
some
enough.
Dick and get over it. Another card?
That's great advice.
Okay.
Let that sit in.
I feel like this is going
to
be a great one.
It's naughty, and that's our favorite one here.
Naughty?
Okay. We're all a little naughty.
Okay. Here. All right. Naughty.
Why did you change your vocal tone with me? Why are you getting low tone with me?
I felt like there was like an energy where you was doing it, so I just
kinda... I do it all the time because that's my, like, you know, my sex tone, you know, operator voice.
It's oh,
like
so that. I have a sex tone operator voice. Yeah. Okay.
Now you're going back in the running. I see, like, the sexual athlete.
Yeah.
Point to me.
I just subbed
you
into
were in
I just checked
in
the game.
Now, you know, he's
verbally.
I just checked in the game.
He's more of the announcer, not the person playing. He's got the voice.
Do you own any sex toys?
Own?
He got to see his bedroom. This guy here, he's an animal.
No, I don't own any, but I am a big advocate of them with sex with a woman because I consider that my teammate. I don't think I'm the only one here. Like, this is going to get us all to the promised land.
Mm. What's your favorite toy to be a teammate with?
I mean, the vibrator, if I don't have a lot of time and...
Like
that's the one that's going to go. And I like to know what her actual toy, like, what's her go-to?
So do you
what's
like,
the one she's comfortable with?
So if you're
with?
Like, hey, come over and bring your toy with you, you tell us something like that.
Yeah, of course. So I would say that. And I've what's the thing? I don't want to give them an ad, but the shit you could control from your phone when, like, long-distance relationship, like,
yeah,
I think that shit is great.
You've done
this. I think the toys are fine. They're not going to be part of
me. But you
don't
have your own collection. You let them leave with the girl when they're gone.
Yeah, I've tried the vibrator ring. It was distracting to me.
So you cool with her pulling out like a dildo?
No.
That's
a toy, right?
The vibrator is like the little one, right?
Yeah.
Because the vibrator too can be both.
That is true. Yes.
So sorry, I'm like, I thought you're making
more of like, you know,
the little bullet.
Yeah, the little bullet short.
Okay, yeah. So
one of them has a tail. Whatever one has a tail.
It's like a rose now, right? That's the popular one, the flower, the rose thing.
I don't use that.
Come on, Alexis.
I have Hitachi. Hitachi, I am.
That sounds like something that you have to load in on a fucking trail. What is a Hitachi?
Load it on a trail? Just because I'm from Texas, motherfucker, are you trying to trail me?
I'm just saying, I got the Hitachi.
Trying to trail me.
What is the Hitachi? What is that?
It's the best thing ever.
That's not cryptocurrency?
Yeah. So like, you see, that's why I was like, oh, what is this? Like, should I get in on it? Like, should I download
should we invest
it?
Now?
Like, what is the Hitachi?
It's been around for a long time. It's actually, it started off as a massage wand, like, you know,
okay.
But it is also, It's a vibrator as well. So okay. They make like Adam and Eve and all the different.
So you still into like the big vibrators?
Yeah, this one's definitely. Before it was old school. You had to like be on the, like it had to be a, like plugged in the wall. But now there's like you know.
Cordless.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Okay. You know your choice.
Okay. I know
this
phones.
Guy, you got this guy.
I had a house phone, and then I had a cordless phone. Then
this
I had
guy,
phone.
I'm telling you, you got to watch him. He's crazy.
But yeah, so that's my favorite toy because it's just straight to the point. You know,
okay.
Because for me, if I'm going to have any penetration, I want it to be in a sexual encounter.
Right.
Not become a toy.
Yeah.
I don't get off to it. I mean, I do like clitorally, but I don't do. And that's why the Hitachi is the way to go because that doesn't go inside and out.
You don't ever find it weird if you go to a guy's house and he has like.
I've never done that ever in life.
Sex toys?
Never seen it.
But it wouldn't like.
Oh, they never went to a guy's house.
Yeah, I was
like, that's ill.
Like, and you were married?
That's
like,
fire.
How did you pull that off? Like, oh, now I see why I didn't work.
Yo, she's
out.
Ill.
Never went to his house. Didn't happen. Won't happen ever in life. Like, okay.
God but damn. You were married. How'd you like, pull it? I need some pointers.
I'm the goat for a reason, sir. I'm just
kidding. I'm about to be like, okay. So, okay. So you that would weird you out, though.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm not afraid to introduce it like how you're saying like if I was mine and you wanted to like whatever, but if you had your own things, A, like where were they? Like what are you doing?
Okay,
unless
exactly.
We went to the store together and that kind of like whole setting thing,
right.
Whatever. So like
Nah,
I'm cool.
Yeah.
And plus for me, I feel like I'm already a sexual person that I don't need toys when I'm intimately with that person. I don't need anything extra.
I mean, the thing why I really don't mind the vibrator is because a lot of women can't come off penetration. So I have to be understanding in that. So if the vibrator helps while I'm penetrating you, go ahead.
That's a lie. They can.
I'm about to say that's
a lot of women.
That's a lie. No.
Okay, y'all are ill. Y'all are fucking. Y'all are goats. Now mad chicks know how to come.
No.
So is this what they tell you? Why? Like I don't understand why you've come to this acceptance in your life that you're like I just know that I need
Alexis,
a partner.
I don't
like,
go
no,
down.
Why do you need a partner?
I don't go down to Dwayne Reed and she's like, hey, just to let you know, I can't come off penetration.
Yeah.
I'm aware that. Some women don't know their bodies the exact same way that a lot of women that are hypersexual may know them and know how to come easily.
So you're fucking with the wrong bitches. Got it.
Let's not orgasm shame here.
You did feel a little shame.
You know, some women, it takes them a little bit more.
It's just about being blunt. But I feel like you've had this happen multiple times. That is not always a thing. I feel like a girl can use her fucking hand and do the same thing and
100%.
Make a whole situation happen.
No,
she doesn't 100%. Always need a toy or something to like.
No, I'll suggest it now because I understand that. Let's get the elephant out
the
room.
But the way you made it seem was like, yeah, well, you know, I understand that. But you're being understanding. But stop being PC and just be honest, okay?
I'm not being PC.
You're being.
I'm saying I'm the one and saying, yo, bring the sex toy over.
Yo, bring your mans in them.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the
bring the guy that does it better.
The naughty question is, what's the craziest sex thing you've ever done?
Well, I've never done nothing too crazy. I've never had a threesome.
No threesome?
Never had a threesome.
What a loser.
Yeah. People don't believe me.
I gotta go.
What a fucking lame.
Let's stop the interview right now.
I'm serious. I never had a threesome. So
Do you not have any desire to? Or you just never had the opportunity.
Let's be clear, Alexis. If I wanted to have a threesome, I could have a threesome.
So that's what I'm asking. Because some people, that's not a turn on to you. And that's not a bad thing. Like, that's why I'm not trying
to
shame you.
No.
Either,
it's not that I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I just have never done it.
So you would do it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So you just haven't gotten the opportunity.
I've had the opportunity, but I just didn't really, like, follow through. Girl called me on FaceTime. She was home with her friend in the bed. But I was home, and they lived, like, almost 40 minutes. It was 3:30 in the morning. Like, come over.
You've
I'm
driven
like,
to Montreal, then went back to New York and drove back to Montreal.
Oh, but that's when
pussy.
I was super
so you could drive 40
yeah,
minutes for
but
a threesome.
That's when I was.
That means it wasn't that great
lad.
Of a situation.
Yeah,
what would be your advice?
That too.
What would be your advice? Because
you start thinking about like.
Yeah, it's like, really? Yeah, it's like.
By the time we really fucking come. This is a little
it was just like, I just was like, I'd rather go back to sleep.
You're so cool.
Yeah.
I would drive 40 minutes for a threesome. What would be your advice to Mo for his first threesome?
My first one. It got to be special.
Actually, you should just show up, first of all. If a bitch already tried to.
90% of life is just showing up.
I feel like.
Says the one who never goes to a guy's house, right? never goes to a guy's
house. That's what you heard.
No,
that's what you wanted to hear. Mm. But not happening. Mm. But yeah, no, you just have to show up, first of all. Because if somebody's calling you on a FaceTime, I've never had someone call me on a FaceTime and be like, hey, I'm going to have a threesome right now, da 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 da, and they were down. So clearly they were both sexually into it, so you would have been walking into a great situation. So at that point, but again, I also know the deterrence of being like, hey, is it worth it? Have I fucked her before? Is it going to, are they
I actually fucked both of them, but not, when they called me on FaceTime, I hadn't fucked the other one yet. I fucked the other one, like.
See, then even more an incentive.
That's honestly, that's the best scenario you could have ever been in.
More incentive, because then it's like, it's already late. If they're calling me now, they're prime. We're not going out. I'm not feeding them. We're not going to get drinks. We're not doing nothing.
I'm not feeding them. Alexis is making them sound like pit bulls. Like, you don't have to feed them.
And everybody's fucked everybody. Sometimes girls in
some situations be like, hey, we my girlfriend, but it's a gambling situation. Yeah. You don't know that you assume that it can happen. You could fuck both of them, but you don't always know. Basically but in them bed being with in the bed, girl right. being like, hey, I just need a dick, come down.
Yeah.
So the next time, just go fucking drive there and go.
Okay. I'm going to have next time
drink
I talk to you.
Drink a Red Bull, drink whatever fucking things that's going to wake you up. Why'd you look at me so strange?
I don't like Red Bull. Red
what
Bull
do you
is
like,
like
to like make you awake?
Some red wine and like 100
red
squats.
Red wine does not make you wake up when you're driving 45 minutes away. And
No. I wouldn't be doing that. That's what
I'm
why
saying.
I didn't go.
But this is what I'm saying. You got to need to find the regiment to when you get that call at all hours, you're ready. The sexual athlete would have been ready to go. The sexual athlete would be like, you know
but
what,
it's like you said
I'm going to come in down and lay it down.
But it's like you said, too, it wasn't.
And first of all, athletes travel across the country to play games. it's called road games.
You're so analytically with your comebacks. I love you. It's like, and I have facts, motherfucker. I'm going to tell you how it is.
Yeah, I just never, like I said, the threesome.
You're not a traveling porn star?
No, I'm unfortunately not.
I could. The amount of things I know you've traveled 40 minutes for that were not worth it at all.
Yeah, right?
Like, come on.
I've traveled 40 minutes to record a podcast with you.
Twice a week.
Mom,
yeah.
If not more.
Your naughty question is, since you said that you eat pussy, you eat ass, whatever, do you like your ass eaten?
He sits on chicks' faces.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Into it.
I'm definitely into
it. You're all the way sitting down. Your knees are not, you're going to give out.
Listen, if she's into it, and I'm Alexis, I don't know, maybe you can answer this, but it literally is like a thing now where women are doing that more frequently.
Eating ass? Are you just sitting you're just sitting on more faces? You're not giving them options.
No,
you're
it's
just
not.
Sitting.
No. It's they initiate it.
There's nothing else she can do.
Yeah,
in that
the position.
Women. Hey, they're like, come and sit on me.
Not the sit on me. Sit on me is when like we have a little bit of a like.
Get him, Alexis. Yes, it's your time.
No.
It's your time to get
a little bit of a rapport.
Everybody can get it.
No, we have a little bit of rapport. When I'm that comfortable, this is like because this is our. We've done this plenty of times. But I'm talking about the like
so you
the
don't
issue.
Sit on a first date.
No, not on the first date.
He's a lady.
I got some respect for myself.
He has class.
Yeah, like, let me have some. Come on, Alex. I have class. I have a little bit of class. Like first date, no, I would never.
You have
that.
To take him out a few more times before.
Yeah,
he's...
you got
to.
Yeah, come
they're
on.
Taking you out, Big Pippin.
Sometimes ladies like to do that. They like to take me out. They like to. Spend.
Do you have a sugar mama?
No, I wish I did. You know any?
I don't.
Yeah. Serious, Stitcher.
That's what it's feeling like, right? Oh man.
Only that joke was funny to me.
Put your old ass. Stop it.
I'm not that old.
You need to put work in. Exactly. Yes, you could be laid back. Yes, you could do whatever. But wake up.
I'm up. I promise you I'm up. I promise I'm up. I'm high, but I'm up.
So do you like, what about you?
What was the original question? I'm sorry. I've just been joking.
Well, I don't even want to ask you. Alexis can ask you. I don't know what to ask.
Do you like your ass eaten?
Yeah.
You're all for it. But you're not sitting on faces. You're just putting the shoulder on the leg thing.
Here's the thing. Only from
a
woman.
You're a lady too?
No, I don't sit on faces. That's just, I just never crossed my mind. I'm not judging anyone for
no,
doing
he has
it.
Yes, class, yeah.
But only from a woman that's like, she's done it before and she's into it. Like, I'm 30, what? I'm 31. I don't want to be like, yo, if she's like, I want
to
do what
you
you're into.
Coach her through it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't
want
to, I don't want the virgin ass eater.
Did
like, to me, that's uncomfortable. I don't want
before
that.
Before you sat on their face, have they done it before?
No, like I told you, it's usually like she's already down and like, you know, like sucking
and
licking.
So how do you know? Like,
oh, I know.
They love it, Roy. Roy, they love it.
Oh, that's a professional down there. She went right to it. I didn't even have to put
that's
my leg up a little bit to show her that I'm into it.
I'm trying to tell you, women are doing it more. Like, you don't even have to ask.
But,
you don't have to mention it. Like, they just do it. And it's
kind
of like.
The men I fuck with are not into that at all.
Oh, man, they don't know what they're missing.
I tell them that too, but that. No. Any person I've ever been with, they're just never like, there's probably maybe one.
Because it's like the gooch, like right underneath the balls, right?
Yeah.
But then it's
I
like a
it.
Little further than the gooch, like, you know, get acquainted.
Yeah, but you're sitting on bitches' faces. That's more than acquainted.
Yeah, but they love it.
I'm not opposed to it. The reason why I asked that is
ass eating at that point.
I had a girlfriend tell me that she hooked up with the guy and like the and this was, mind you, in a car. And she said he sat on her face. And I said, but wait, how? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you do that? And she's like, it was like froggy style. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, what is that?
It was like he squatted on her face. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not. See, I'm he's a little more of an athlete than
but
I
am. Exactly. But, yeah. But also in a car.
He's a point guard. He's agile.
In a car, mind you, too. And he's tall, dude. So he's in the back of a G-Wagon. Sitting on a bitch's seat.
Oh, he's a fairy.
And I'm just,
who is this limber limber man walking around?
Are you is he a
yoga instructor?
I'm definitely not that limber. I can't do that. I'm not limber
for regular car sex.
Yeah, I would have tore my ACL trying to do that in the car. Are you kidding me? Who is this limber fellow? So
is he on the gymnastics team for the Olympics?
Who's this fucking guy?
All I hear is jealousy and hate.
No, definitely not.
Who is this limber
guy? I want to watch his documentary.
Not hate or jealousy. Maybe some envy.
Yeah. I want to learn. What's this documentary? I want to learn about this guy.
Just stretch. Do yoga, guys.
He got a G-Wagon and could put his leg behind his head?
Who is this dude?
He ill.
I don't know him. I just heard the story. And I was
She should keep him.
And he left a long time ago. Many, many men. She didn't want to tell me the story, but I was dying laughing because I was like, what? Wait, this happens?
So what do you do? What have you done like for entertainment that you... Definitely
for
do not.
For entertainment?
Like, what have you done in film and, you know, in porn sexually that you would definitely never do, like, in real life?
I feel like there's this one position in life that I hate and I would never do it. And I only ever did it on camera because somebody requested it. It was a pile driver. Why people on earth ever do that thing? It's never, ever happening in life.
Explain. I think we're in different... states. So pile driver could mean one thing in California, New York. I'm asking
what is pile driver to you?
Well, I used to be a fan of Hulk Hogan growing up, so I know what that pile driver is.
I don't know what that is.
That's where my head was at.
Yeah, I was like, wait, somebody pile drived you on camera? Like,
what does the wrestling term mean?
Like, did he run off the ropes first?
Yeah, pile driver was when they put your head under here, right? And they slam you on the mat.
That's not important.
Okay, all right. I was about to say, who's doing that to you, Alexis? They shouldn't be doing that.
Like, no, I was like, I just didn't know it. No, it's like, so say if I was on the couch and I was on my back, like I am facing this way, and my legs are in the air and they're fucking you from a down position.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's like it's just uncomfortable. Like who the fuck does that in real life? A, like how do you get to that position first of all, and how is that comfortable for anybody?
Okay.
I'm just not into uncomfortable things.
Okay, so that position was just weird.
Yeah, it was just weird. But that's the only thing off top. Like, for me, I'm down to try anything once. There are certain things that I'm like, I don't really know. But I haven't come to that bridge where someone's asked me any of those things to do in my personal life. And I no longer shoot porn, so that's never going to be an issue where
it's going to be asked. Pile-drived. Unless you run into Hulk Hogan and y'all hit it off and have chemistry.
Have you ever shown up to set to do a scene with a woman and she just didn't smell good?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that has to be. How do you tell a woman that her pussy stinks? Like, tell me, how would I tell a woman?
You go to the bathroom and you tell her that she needs to douche.
That's what I should do if I
can a man say that, though? Because, of course, it comes from a woman. It's different.
Well, if a man and you're fucking girls like that and you're on the, like, on the, what, if that's your thing, if you're having a roster, even ladies, whatever, and whatever, you should just say, like, have those products available for her if that's what you really want and just. Tell her to go freshen up.
Okay, so what would be creepier, me having sex toys at my house or me having a douche on deck?
Yeah, douche on deck is a little crazy.
Like, yo, come in the bathroom real quick.
Like, yo, come fix this.
If I were to walk into that situation, I would definitely think, oh, he fucks a lot, is what I would think.
Right.
But for me, like, but again, I have a poor mentality where that's what you had in the bathroom is from
douches
to baby oil to baby wipes to all those things. So you had it. If you needed to do what you wanted to do, you go do what you got to do. It's there.
Right, but I'm also asking.
That's the douche station in my house.
The douche station.
Yeah, but
go service yourself. Yes.
Before you enter my bedroom.
No, but that's not real. Like, if I'm with a woman and she doesn't smell fresh, like, I can't say that.
You're still gonna fuck her?
No, hell no. I cannot fuck stink pussy.
So this is my thing,
though.
So I understand what you're saying, but again, it's about you're okay with not telling her, but you still are okay with fucking her. So you're
no. Like, I want to tell her, but I don't want to hurt her feelings.
And I understand that, but at the same time, it's like there's no other real way to say something, and you don't have to be out of pocket and disrespectful.
Right.
But there is a way to like deliver that message with saying it. And how she reacts, that's on her. That's a her issue and that's her problem. If you're trying to be not rude, like you're saying, like it's not coming from a bad place. But if I'm trying, if I'm in an intimate level with someone, I should have enough respect for the both of us to tell you, nah, I'm not fucking you, or hey, it smells a little whatever. And that's probably still not the right word to say either.
I was gonna say this sounds really good on paper.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I would be like, hey, I don't even know. I have to think about that one for you.
Please
do. I will think about the right answer.
You will help a lot of men with that.
Because there is a way to say that, but again, I still may be offended as a female, but I also if I did smell that way, I have to only but own what it was. But that's just being an adult. You know what I mean? But
a lot of embarrassed off
but
that.
Again, too, a lot of women don't know their own smells to know things. And being in the adult business for myself is one thing that I learned all those things because of that. Like, my pussy was my best friend. I'm smelling you. I'm tasting you. I'm doing whatever to make sure we're good
Part
for
of your
everybody.
Career. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But some people, even in the business, like you asked me the question, if I had someone who didn't smell well, I did. And I took her to the bathroom and I was like, hey, and I told her and I didn't do the scene.
Oh,
it was uncomfortable. I didn't work with her ever again because people do get their ego hurt.
For sure.
But I had to be honest of why I wasn't going to do it. And I didn't do it in front of everybody. I took her by herself and I said whatever because she had something wrong with her.
Yeah.
But these young girls, again, in the industry, sometimes they didn't know what was going on. And then who's going to tell them? Someone's going to tell them.
I get it.
Let it be Alexis.
Hey, next card. Heart. That's a romantic question.
Okay.
Are you a romantic?
I can be, yeah, absolutely.
What's the most romantic thing you've done for a partner?
The most romantic thing?
Yes.
Valentine's Day, got a nice suite at a hotel, and while she was at work, she had to work Valentine's Day, so while she was at work, decorated the whole room, rose petals, champagne, ran the hot tub, that whole type of thing.
All the romantic things. Cliche Valentine's Day.
And some gifts and shit like that. I was on the bed waiting for her.
Most romantic thing you've ever done for a partner?
Fully understood her damage and worked on it with her.
I respect that. That's definitely not a lot of people would say that answer. But I feel like that's a lot of part of being a growth and like being an adult is like everybody has baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be in a partnership, you have to learn that other people have other stuff too that you have to either accept or not.
Mm-hmm. I think that's romantic shit.
I think it's romantic.
Working on trauma?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
No, but but not even working on it, but understanding somebody else's trauma.
Right.
I guess. Maybe because I'm in my own personal growth thing is like I respect someone who's on that level to see that other people aren't always like in that sense. But I feel like that's an honest, like thoughtful thing that most people don't think because people are just very egotistical and it's all about you.
Right.
Like really until this last year, I was like, do I even care what the other people think? Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know until I asked myself that question. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it was yes, sometimes it was no, but it was like, you have to check yourself sometimes and it's an honest way.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done for a partner?
She's never been in his crib.
Yeah, she's never been to his house. Like, I showed up at his place.
Yeah.
Whoa.
One day I picked him up in front of his house.
The picture that you're painting of me, you two, it's not really nice. You're going to be nice.
No, I'm
Texas.
Just fucking with you.
I invited him to set.
Yeah. You know, I hate you.
Bring your boyfriend to work day.
I hate you.
Bring your boyfriend to
work. What's your ex-girlfriend's name? You better stop playing with me.
Look, Alexis know how to get you to shut up.
You better stop playing with me.
Oh, man.
It is romantic to take your boyfriend to work. No, just kidding. I would never. I never had a boyfriend that would actually even let that even happen.
Yeah, that would
but
be
what did you never? You still didn't tell us what you did that was romantic for you.
I've never done anything romantic. I feel like
this makes more sense. This is why.
No, that's a lie. This is the thing is like, so I feel like I'm one of those people that I'm very thoughtful throughout time. It's not like one big epic thing, I think, because I haven't been in a relationship since my previous marriage. That was actual real relationship that was that you put energy and those things into it. Is that I'm thoughtful. Like I listen to what people likes and their needs or whatever. And then I send gifts just because I'm a gift sending person, not because of monetary things, but because of the thoughtfulness behind it.
Yeah.
So I've done a lot of things like that for people just because I would want it done to me. So I do it because I like to make people happy and then I don't need anything in return. So for me, I think that is thoughtful and romantic in a sense. But I really haven't been in that many like real relationships that have been in a healthy place where I could do something romantic for somebody or vice versa. So I feel like, yeah.
But you were married.
Yeah. That's why I got divorced. Yeah. I don't know.
Was it romance? Like, there was no romance in there at all?
I can't say that it wasn't. I mean, yeah, I can say. No, there wasn't. There was some things that were from the in the beginning, but then it was just, like, expectations. People were busy. Things happened, whatever. Mm. And, again, like, I was young, you know? Yeah. So I didn't really know what you really should expect what I needed from a relationship.
Would you ever get married again?
I would. I definitely loved being married. I was just married to the wrong person.
Gotcha. Okay.
For sure. It was, I don't regret it. It definitely taught me a lot, and it made me the person who I am today. And, you know, even with me being single and the struggle of, like, learning what all that is again and knowing what I need and want, you know, it's a journey. And, you know, I definitely have also... I've been career-wise really blessed, and I've been able to be myself in another platform as well. So I had that distraction. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's why, too, is like now it's like living in my truth and more like figuring out what all those things are now and what is the next step for me. And the podcast myself is, like you said, the therapy earlier. That's what it's been for me, and kind of figuring those things out, too, is because conversating with people is sometimes – you ask heavy questions or you vice versa, and you don't know what those answers sometimes are going to be. But the honesty of what it is what the authenticness of what the whole show, everything becomes, is because that's just your truth.
Right.
And you have nothing else to hide behind is that your truth.
What if you found the right person, but marriage wasn't right for y'all?
I would be okay with that if it was okay for both of us. Mm. You know what I mean? I feel like sometimes labeling certain things do tarnish certain things as well for certain people. But I think that if I was going to be with somebody at this point, I would want someone to be on the growth level of where I'm at as well, to knowing that and communicating with me as well and knowing what he needs or vice versa to the wants, because maybe he needs that and I don't. And at the end of the day, like, I'm working on like boundaries and standards of what it is what it is. You know, for a long time, it's not that I didn't have those, but being married and then in the business and vice versa, all those other things, it's finding out what you want now.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's like finding what that true partnership really means.
I like Great answer, Alexis.
I like it.
Like that?
Speaking of trauma, I can tell when someone's been through trauma.
But it's a healing
beautiful.
Thing too.
No, it's beautiful.
Sure. And I think that it's like finding the other way out. Like, you know, and this is like now too, again, the whole thing is authenticity and like, being vulnerable it's taken a lot of me to get to the healing place to be honest and vulnerable. Because before I could just tell you that, but I didn't mean it.
I get it.
Hey, last question. I'll give it to you. It's a diamond. Spicy.
Girl's best friend.
Spicy question.
Oh, this is spicy. That's what diamonds mean? Okay.
That's what we mean here at Private Talk. Okay. What's the longest time you've ever gone without sex?
14 years.
That was before you had sex. I'm on to you, Lori. I'm on to your jokes and your shenanigans. I told you the whole COVID thing. You guys were like, nah, I was fucking out here. I was...
I took a little break in COVID for sure. But
what was the longest period of time that you like had like clarity? Because people say too, like the whole of like 21 days, a whole clarity. The longest I did that from the beginning part was like 15.
But wait, is it no sex or no orgasm as well?
No sex. No, no orgasm.
No orgasm.
Oh, no orgasm? Like, I can't beat off?
Okay, yeah.
See, there's a difference.
Okay, there's a difference. No sex.
12 hours? Oh, sex. All right, sex, I've done months.
We're all going to fail this test here.
Sex? I've gone a few months without sex.
Okay,
I've gone a few months without sex, for sure.
How many?
Probably the most, probably 6 months.
I was so distorted because I wasn't that I can't even remember the time. It was so foggy.
Do you remember?
Yeah, probably like 6 months.
That's not the sex you should be. Never mind. We're going down and forget it.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Shouldn't be the song we talk about sex.
Yeah, it was so many.
The time you might have remembered.
Yeah. She could have picked so many songs.
God rest the dead. But no, as far I mean, orgasming though, I don't know. I'm a once a day guy regardless. So.
But sex wise.
It's four months, over four, five
six months
yeah.
for me. 6 months.
Craziest place you've ever had sex?
For me, on the track and field under the bleachers while people were...
While you were a minor.
No, no, no. People were already working out, running the track in the morning. We kind of like
got it in real quick. 15. Yeah. 10.
No, no, no.
5.
That had to be... It 2. Was like track and field, people working 2. Out. It was like... I was like, oh, come on, Lexus. No, I was 5 minutes. I was about...
The excitement come. You're
yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. I just need to get that off. Yeah.
I'm in my grandparents' house. Look at that this was kind of wild.
See what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying.
What octave level was that change?
No, that he was right on with yeah, that. No. He meant that. That was, it was no lie detected.
I felt
kind of
crazy about that.
It was no lie detected right
there. I felt
like
we're going nuts.
Yeah, that was consistent tone. He was serious about
we are
that.
Really disrespecting right now.
Grandma's house.
So you said you've never had a threesome, fantasy threesome.
Fantasy threesome.
If you could play it up to a T, who would be the players in your threesome field?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I don't want to say names because I know what happens with these things. I say names and they spin
and then
it
they
like
DM you.
Oh. Yeah, and it wants no, Rory, that's not.
Well,
hype man of the year.
J-Lo.
J-Lo's in my top 5 for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, J-Lo and... J-Lo, that's the homie I want. Rihanna, like I, yeah.
She's my like number one crush in all time in life. I would fuck Rihanna, wouldn't care.
Yeah, J-Lo and Rihanna. Rihanna's the girl I think that if your boyfriend cheated on you and he said it was Rihanna.
It should be a pass.
Yeah, I don't think you care.
I think that's everybody.
I would just be mad at me like, why didn't you invite me?
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
Like, hello?
Exactly.
Like, I think Rihanna would want me there.
Yeah.
You should let me be there.
Right, absolutely.
That's the only thing I would be upset about.
I would say the Claremont twins, just so I could get them in a hotel room to distract them and steal their credit cards.
That's a great answer.
That is a great
just
answer.
Just to bring some justice to the world.
Justice to the world. You want to have a cape with them and you do that?
Also, I think it would be very creepy to fuck twins.
That would be funny.
That would be really odd to me.
Yeah.
You've had twins?
I haven't, but I'm thinking about like what that would mean. Like,
because I wouldn't want to do a threesome where the girls aren't fucking each other.
What about
and that's
a mom
weird.
And a daughter?
No, that's gross.
Whoa, yeah, no, oh God, no.
What about sisters, but not twins?
No,
no, because then they it, wouldn't they have? Okay, are they?
They don't do nothing together.
Oh, then yeah.
Man, that's just fucking two different people. Y'all but just happen to be in the same room. That's not a threesome.
Yeah, but I thought you meant like they were engaging with each other.
But isn't that incestual? Like,
that's why I'm like, no, I don't want that. But if you're saying no, they're not touching each other, then oh yeah, twins.
I mean, I guess all the porn realities of they're not really sisters, it's all like fake stuff anyways. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But and I have seen has been some that have fucked, but they don't do anything with each other. They just fuck.
I thought about doing the...
But then I'm such an empathist. I would start thinking like, all right, these two girls are comfortable getting fucked in front of each other, and my mind would start going in places like, what did these two girls go through?
I definitely couldn't fuck two brothers. It'd be
like,
weird
what? Like, these girls
brothers
are so comfortable sexually next to each other. Either. Something bad happened in their life.
You're looking at me like I'm like, for the signal, is she lying?
I'm trying to hit it.
Is she lying?
I'm listening for the tone. Like, I'm like, okay, no, she was pretty consistent.
No, I wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't. Just because for me, like how you said earlier about the role play, I would laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I laugh at uncomfortable things. Like,
okay.
I don't find it sexy. Like, not that they wouldn't be sexy individually, but I would just think it'd be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then not funny in, like, a whatever, but it would just awkwardly funny.
Uncomfortable,
and
right.
And then I would laugh. And it just,
Gotcha.
So that's how it'd be. But yeah, but that's the end of Truth with Texas.
Oh,
that was great. I enjoyed it.
It wasn't so bad.
Wasn't Damn
bad
it.
You were
I was
so
just,
nervous for nothing.
Yeah, no, it
you were
great.
Just finally getting uncomfortable.
No, no, it was great. It was great. I'm glad we came. I'm a fan. I love what you're doing. So
thank you so much. I appreciate you guys again. If there's anything that you want to ask me, you're more than welcome to ask me, even though we've kind of gone back and forth with this combative, which I think has been awesome for the fans too. People want to hear things that people sometimes are uncomfortable maybe or don't know how to ask me. So I appreciate the like open conversation and the honesty.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot. I think you should come on our show next time you're in New York. So let's leave some conversation for a part two.
I like that. We'll definitely have to meet again.
Yes.
Yes.
Come to our studio. We don't have the view that you have, but...
Yeah, no, this is amazing. This is beautiful.
You're always more than welcome.
L.A. Hey. All right, Private Talk, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Make sure that you like and subscribe, and until next time.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online. Fuel your team with Total Coffee from Staples Business Advantage. Our comprehensive program offers no upfront cost brewers, installation, maintenance, and supplies. Plus, our incredible selection of coffee and beverages, including our new Pick-Me-Up Provisions brand. We handle everything from finding the best brewer to providing ongoing service, all at no cost with your minimum monthly spend on break room products. Visit staplesadvantage.com/totalcoffee to get started.